This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Such an intense sense.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Such an intense sense of mourning out here on the Strip. An intense sense of calm and eeriness as well. Take a live look. That is a vigil being held on the Strip, on the median there. People have come out to pay their respects, to pray, light candles, right there in the shadow of Mandalay Bay where that suspect opened fire. New officer body cam video shows the moment police realized someone was spraying gunfire into a crowd of people.
There's a gun! Get down!
Seconds after that warning, this. Over the police radio, you'll hear what sounds like officers figuring out the gunman is perched high above them in this hotel room at the Mandalay Bay.
A couple of officers hunkered down next to a patrol vehicle on Las Vegas Boulevard when one of our officers gets shot.
Brave officers rush toward the gunfire as terrified people in the crowd run for their lives. The Las Vegas undersheriff says dispatch got the first calls of shots fired at 10:08 Sunday night. They say the gunman continued shooting for 9 to 11 minutes, firing a dozen or so volleys. He stopped at 10:19. Sean Rawl was close to the front of the stage as this was happening. He helped get people to the exits.
Constant gunfire. Seeing a couple people get hit and everything like that.
Meanwhile, we are getting our first look inside the shooter's hotel room. Stephen Paddock stockpiled a massive cache of high-powered weapons here and also installed hidden cameras so he would know when police were closing in. He put one of the cameras inside the peephole of the door. Amid the intense and unfolding investigation, there was this, a powerful moment this evening when Las Vegas police officers said goodbye to one of their own, a motorcade for one of their fallen officers who was killed in the massacre. And once again, a live look out here on the Strip. It is such a powerful scene here. People coming together, strangers, just trying to make sense of all this. Such a difficult situation to wrap your mind around. A total of 47 firearms, the ATF says, were found with the suspect in different locations. The big question, of course, we keep saying, why? The motive is unclear tonight. Reporting live here in Las Vegas along the Strip, I'm Tom Waite. Rick, back to you.
Well, the big question needs to be, you know, highlighted all the more and probably neoned brighter than what's happening in Vegas. And that is why. Why would anyone kill a fellow human being? Why launch an ambush massacre upon concertgoers listening to country music? Why premeditate a mass killing? Greg Laurie addressed this issue in a recent released article. Greg Laurie, of course, we spoke with a couple weeks back about his movie that he released, American Icon, on Steve McQueen. But he goes on to say, why do we ask why? We cannot help but ask why, because made in God's image, we are moral creatures who cannot grasp or understand the world around us without moral categories. We are moral creatures inhabiting a moral universe, and our moral sense of meaning is the faculty most perplexed when overwhelmed by horror and grief. So though many people would want to disclaim any kind of moral connection, it is times like this when a sense of morality does bring sense to the matter. Our president called it rightly when he said it was an act of evil. We've been saying this. It is an act of evil. And what that means, it's not just a mere word just to kind of cast it aside. It is a word and consideration to ponder here, is what will be lasting in this world. Evil is something that we cohabitate with. We've seen this time and time again. And no amount of law, no amount of legislation will, you know, stop evil in any way. And to some degree, you wonder, are we chasing the wind here? But we're also told, and we've seen this happen time and again, that it is good that will win over evil. And it is the goodness that was on display there in Las Vegas when so many people helped.
Go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, America, the question that people are asking is why, as we said earlier here. I appreciate Greg Laurie's sobriety and also Albert Mueller, which we'll quote here in just and read a couple things from his column as well that he wrote earlier before Greg Laurie's column on, you know, the big number one question that people want to know when this happens. Why? And, you know, we've often talked about this microwave generation that we live in. You know, we stand in front of the microwave, yell, hurry up. We want the facts. We want to know everything. It gets pretty crazy when people want to jump to conclusions and immediately want to fix it. I mean, that's what we do, especially guys, right? I mean, if there's a problem, we just, hey, let me fix it. Well, sometimes we just need to take a pause and absorb the impact of this. And this is the opportunity, I guess, in the midst of this horror and this demonstration of evil, the opportunity that we have as human beings to absorb the evil and understand that it does exist. Whether or not Stephen Paddock was associated with, you know, ISIS, that's been one of the theories. I still question, you know, with all this video equipment, you know, where was there a line, you know, someplace? Where was this information going to? Just a question that I had. I mean, yes, you know, there was some in terms of some information in terms of local surveillance for him to know when the police were coming down the hallway. That seems to be obvious. But, you know, with all these cameras that he had there, why was he documenting this? Was it going to some foreign agent? I don't know. You know, just one of those deals. But those are kind of the, you know, the baseline practical human things that you question. But the profound question is why? Why does evil exist? Why, if there is a God? And this is the big, I guess, the cop-out, you know, for people to say, well, you know, if there is God and he's good, why does he allow evil to exist? Why does he allow things like this to happen? Well, you know, and that is a good question. And one that deserves conversation and pondering. Now, you know, some have that settled in their minds. They've experienced evil in their life experience. And they've processed it in their own way. And many will tell you that it has to do with, you know, with God's love and the free will that he allows us to have. You know, he created us for a purpose, and in creating us, he gave us a free will. Didn't turn us into robots. You know, we have the free will to do what we want to do. And our initial parents had the free will as well, and they made a mistake. And as a result, we live now in this fallen world under its influence. And evil reigns in this fallen world. But Jesus told us, and we're told many times in the Bible to fear not, that good will ultimately win over evil. And as I started to say, if you think not, look at the good that's being demonstrated there in Las Vegas. Immediately when the call went out for blood, people were lined up, they were queued up, stretching out an arm to do what they could for, you know, these victims. I mean, over 550 people were wounded, 59 murdered, killed. But you hear you've got, people there. And not to mention people across the country praying for the survivors, survivors who survived the attack, these victims who are fighting for their lives, the families whose lives are going to be so incredibly changed. You know, here their loved ones going to a concert. And, I was concerned, I talked to Scott about this, that, I was concerned about the vitriol that was being put out, this whole white supremacy thing and this white versus black and all this division that has been, thrown about in our country, in the culture, in the conversation, and how dangerous this is, that it all starts with, with a thought and people trying to understand and explain things. And if we try and do it within our own flesh and our own human limitings, then you run into some really bad conclusions. You know, if you omit God, and understanding this, like it or not, even those that would deny God, morality is a part of our DNA. It is that part of us that when we come in contact with those things that are moral and just, they're inarguable. They just rhyme with our reason. They find a home in our heart. If your heart's not seared and you're not so prejudiced against it, and maybe for some that might even be scary because they're going, wait a minute, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in this stuff. Why does it move me? Well, that's the power of truth. It will move you. Truth begs an answer. And this is what's happening right now, is truth is out here and it is begging an answer. But it's an answer that is not going to be found in legislation. It's not going to be found in the TV evening night shows or broadcasts. It's going to be found in the hearts and souls of Americans who are deciding what's most important. You know, is the political fight most important? Is it not liking our current president most important? Or is there a higher calling in all this? All this stuff is happening. It's what are we going to do with this information and these actions that have been thrust upon us? And are we going to be a line of defense against this evil that keeps demonstrating itself? I mean, there's been a list of massacres. I mean, some would make you think that this happens on a daily basis. Yes, there's murders, but not to this degree. And they always want to bring up Chicago and what goes on in Chicago, and which is heartbreaking. You know, they put out statistics like, they're disassociated with humanity. And I think of the parents. You know, I watched, and you start watching the victims. They show the victims, which I appreciate on TV. They're showing the victims because you realize what this is all about. You know, these people came in contact, direct contact with evil, and they are no more. And I think about the families, the cries, the heartbreak, the holidays that are coming up. The chairs will be empty, and there will be memories of a lost loved one in Las Vegas. Just as there has been memories of lost ones at Virginia Tech in 2007 when 32 people were killed by a lone gunman. Another 27, mostly children, of course, at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. Another 49 people at the Pulse Nightclub in Orlando last year. You know, as Greg Laurie says, we really do not fully understand any of these attacks, nor countless other outbreaks of evil around the world. One of the main theological insights about evil is that it is so often absurd. It is ultimately inexplicable, unfathomable, and can't be resolved by human means. That's the point of all this. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. President Trump in Vegas to meet with first responders and the victims of what happened in Las Vegas.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about. We pursue the truth no matter where it leads because it's healthy. And it's the right thing to do if we're ever going to get this country back on track. And dare I say the country, more importantly, is your family. You know, how many families are running pell-mell and in chaos because as, you know, I stated earlier, and as Greg Laurie supports in his recent column, is that we're moral agents, you know, like it or not, you know, in much the same way as gravity exists. You can deny gravity, but go ahead and violate it. You know, you can deny our moral agency and DNA within us, but, you know, you have to really bend your mind to walk away from morality. And why do you want to walk away from morality? It goes back to that old axiom, so we can do as we darn well please, because if there's no moral agency, if there's no moral agent, then what does it matter how I treat one another? How, you know, what kind of effort I put on the job, how I treat my wife or my children or my fellow human being. It's all relevant, I guess, or irrelevant. The acknowledgement of evil, Greg says, requires the affirmation of a moral judgment and a moral reality above human judgment. Okay, our ways are not like God's ways. God's ways are higher than our ways. I know for those of you who understand that, have embraced that, and that has become part of your worldview, that is very academic. But for others, this is a process. And if you do not go down that road to pursue an understanding of the supernatural, an understanding of, you know, what lies deep within us that is so foundational, so inherent, that it is because of the evil in the world and the influences that we have in this culture that has caused us to sear our conscience and ignore the obvious. Almost like ignoring gravity, the law of gravity, so that we can write our own lives, be the captains of our own ship, do as we darn well please, because it feels good. And who are we hurting anyway? All the things that go along with it. And so some would think that we're accidental beings in an accidental universe. Nothing can really be evil, really. Well, the fact of the matter is, as I said, the evil that was on display and that has been on display in this country and continues to be on display points to a necessary moral judgment made by a moral authority greater than we are. We are incapable. Go ahead.
There's so much that we don't know about this. And you know, like I told you in the break, I believe it was Judd Scalise's son that said, you know, it's not like the Holocaust happened in a third world country. It happened in one of the more progressive countries in the world at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why evil people do evil things, and there's no defining thing of what makes, you know, this is the, if somebody has this trait, then they're evil. Mm-hmm. You can't predict stuff like this. Paddock had no criminal record. He had no history of mental illness. He had, you know, none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can't predict that somebody does this. And for, you know, the 40 guns that he had on him, there were, you know, 300 million more in the country that didn't do this. Mm-hmm. And it's things like this where, yeah, we can have a talk like, you know, the bump stocks and things like that. Are those really necessary? But there's nothing that in this guy's past that makes it so he doesn't get the gun.
Well, evil and murder has been a part of our human history from day one. The Bible documents the first murder between Cain and Abel. And, you know, Cain killed his brother. He didn't do it with an AR-15. You know, he didn't do it with an automatic weapon. Evil exists and people have been killing people.
But even there, the AR-15... They treat that as if it's the same gun that they walk around with in the military, and it's not.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not. They don't tell the truth about the guns that are out there. They just call them things like assault rifles and things like that.
This is the part of emotion. And to kind of wrap this up, because I want to, you know, revisit and do a summary of what Donald Trump had to say in his visit in Puerto Rico yesterday. A Barna poll asked, if you could ask God one question and you knew he would give you an answer, what would you ask? Believe it or not, the most common response was, why is there pain and suffering in the world? And speaking of which, lots of pain and suffering in Puerto Rico. Here's President Trump yesterday talking about his experience there.
Thank you. FEMA, done by the Coast Guard, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. I think that the job of the first responders has been something like I've never seen before. What FEMA's done, what the people that got here even before the hurricane have done, and the governor is with us, and your mayor is with us also, and governor. What's happened in terms of recovery, in terms of saving lives? 16 lives, it's a lot. But you compare that to the thousands of people that died in other hurricanes, and frankly, were not nearly as severe. I just have such respect for FEMA and for all of the people that got here early and what they've been able to do. Governor, you may want to say something.
Yeah, well.
Well, President Trump right there in Puerto Rico and what lies ahead for them. Scott, I mean, we've got major rebuilding to do there. And I'm sure Wall Street, you heard a big ouch coming out of Wall Street when the president said that I guess all the money that Puerto Rico owes the Wall Street investment class, that money's going to go by the wayside. Did you hear an ouch? You know, what are we going to do there in mitigating the huge losses that they will take? And basically what Puerto Rico is going to get out of this is a new country, and it will be solvent as a result of this disaster.
Yeah, I guess I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like things. I'm not a very big fan of government bailouts. And mainly because our government doesn't make money. Mm-hmm. They don't have a way that they bring in their own income. It's our money. Mm-hmm. And while I understand that, you know, these are American citizens, I don't think they pay. I can't remember 100% on this, but I don't think they pay the same taxes we pay.
Yeah. Well, and there could be an argument on that. You got 3+ million people there, I believe, and their infrastructure, they've been in trouble for a long time. And again, this demonstrates, and I think to the people of Puerto Rico and the citizens here in the homeland, that government needs to be held accountable. As you say, there's no return on investment. That has been questionable. Puerto Rico has been in trouble for a long time. And in a sense, this will restore the country. And what we hope will come out of this, like in any situation, whether it's in Texas or Florida, is that the money invested, as you say, that there is a return. And this is what Donald Trump brings to the conversation as a businessman, is that this is the people's money that we are investing in these properties, in these states, in these countries that we have supported, you know, like Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico has been back and forth. I think they're close to about 50-50 about wanting to become, you know, part of the United States officially, become a state. And maybe we're closer, you know, to that end, and that maybe that might be part of the process, and where they might be better served as, a state in the union here. Maybe that's the case, but that will be argued, and our investment and time will tell how that will work out. But, this always becomes a challenge when you're pouring out the kind of money that we're pouring out here, are we going to revive, this country to where they become contributors to the problems that we have here in our country, and that we help one another? You know, that's the big question.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You know, we say about opinion, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, but this is a show that hungers for experts and the truth and the facts, Jack, if you know what I'm saying. So much of what's happened in Las Vegas, it's going to take some time. I mean, even in previous situations, even Orlando, there's still studies taking place there. But again, you know, we want to rush to judgment. We want to react and, you know, some of this stuff gets put out there rather prematurely, and then you know, the people that are quick to judgment find themselves in a little bit of trouble, and of course they write it off to, well, you know, it was emotion, and you know, this is what we do. But look, we need to be more responsible than that, and this is why we have and are grateful to have John Guandolo with us, a counterterrorism expert. He created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program. A former FBI agent assigned to counterterrorism in Washington, D.C., founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com and co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation, worldwide Who's Who's list of 2014 as well. John Guandolo, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
Well, we need your expertise here and a reason as to what we know. And, you know, there has been some suggestion even early on that there could be some Islamic State affiliation. I have questioned, as I mentioned to you before we went on the air, is with all this documentation, video documentation that Paddock was taking, it was more than just, you know, watching to see when the police were coming, you know, to the room, because there was quite a bit of extensive video documentation. And my question is, was that video being sent someplace and captured for another purpose?
Well, right. So first of all, thanks for giving me the opportunity to share with you and your audience. That is one of the questions that lingers out there. And I'm sure that part of the forensics that it is being done is exactly that, is, was this a standalone camera? Was this being broadcast somewhere, or was it going to be used for another purpose? A question would be, why would a guy have that many weapons in a room, you can only shoot one weapon at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, was he planning on being there for 17 days?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point you knew you had a limited amount of time before, you know, tactical teams came to you and mm-hmm. did what they did, which was storm the room. So that's a good question to start out at. I mean, our assessment as of right now and has been from the beginning is you have to look at this as a, or at least be open, I think, to looking at this as a jihadi operation so you don't close doors.
Mm-hmm.
And our assessment is based on all those things that we stated, which was you've got the lead up to Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
which was the Islamic State names Las Vegas as a target. And at the end of last week, they tell Muslims to stay away from public places and places where major events are going to be. Then you have this event take place, and then you have the Islamic State take credit, and then specifically say, this guy was ours, he's a soldier of the caliphate, his Islamic name is this, and he converted several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at just that without anything else, that is at a minimum as credible as anything else out there.
Exactly.
The other thing I want to dispel, and then we can go from there, is like the reports that are being put out in the media that the Islamic State regularly puts out false information. That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
That is just simply not true. In attacks like this, when they say this is our guy or this is the guy that's doing this for us, those reports have been turned out, those individuals have been Muslims waging jihad.
Exactly.
If this turns out not to be the case, well, it'll be the first time that that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So just when we look at the facts as they are, there are some things that we question. But when you just look at those facts, this is as credible a likelihood as anything else right now.
John, does it seem a little extreme that maybe in a couple of months' time that he converted and was able to assemble such a cache of weaponry and to plan this out? I don't know if this could be... I mean, there had to be some predetermination or proclivity in anti-Americanism and evil that was residing in him before the conversion, and maybe that's what made him a ripe target. Of course, this is all conjecture at this point, but it seems that in order to effect something like this, it would have taken more than a couple of months to, you know, put all the pieces together, don't you think?
I do think. I think you're right on that, and I think just based on what the reporting is on his background is, you know, he does have the Marxist anti-American bent to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems to be based on reports, that have come out. And again, are those reports accurate? We'll see, but, based on the reports that he does have that bent and that,
mm-hmm.
Anti-American, anti-President Trump bent, might be, and it may have been the recruitment point.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's highly likely that we, you know, you keep the door open to that, what we call the red-green axis, but we know that at the ground level, the Islamic movement is working with, the, you know, the Marxist movement,
mm-hmm.
these Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Code Pink, Answer, all those things. So I think there are many ways you can go with this. All I am saying and all understanding the threat is saying is that the facts as they stand now, the most reasonable backdrop to what we're seeing, in light especially of the public announcement and then two more announcements by ISIS that mirror each other.
Yes.
Is that's what this is, or there's a tie in there. It could be a total smokescreen.
Yeah.
But that would, again, like I said, that is not what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
What they've been doing is putting out, hey, this is our guy, and it turns out that's their, you know, it's a Muslim waging jihad.
John, what I'm reading about him and understanding is that I'm not seeing this guy as somebody who went off the deep end, took some medication, and just turned into a loon here. Are you thinking otherwise?
Let me say what we have said since this has occurred, and we've been saying this now for 10 years. The government's first response, and I'll just go to, let's point out the Fort Lauderdale shooter. Mm-hmm. Let's point out, the Fort Hood shooter. Let's point out a number of the jihadi attacks that we've had across the United States in the last 8 to 10 years. And the government's first response is, this is not terrorism, and the person involved is mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
The first two things that come out of their mouth.
Yeah.
So they've already said that. They said he had, quote, psychological issues, and the FBI said this has nothing to do, we can't tie him to any international terrorist group. Well, number one, that doesn't matter, because what ties Al-Qaeda and ISIS, or the Islamic State, Abu Sayyaf, and all these other groups together, and all the individual jihadis together, is Sharia, mm-hmm. Islamic law, not a group. But putting that aside, that's all I'm saying. Is that mm-hmm. I think when you look at this, the government has gotten it wrong 100% of the time, certainly in the last 8 years.
Exactly. Well, John, we're wrapping this up here. One quick question. I wanted to have more time on this, so I'm sorry we're out of time. Is the girlfriend, what's her role in this, you think?
Well, I think if it turns out that it's true that she was Muslim and traveling between these countries, she may have been the one that recruited him, if that turns out to be what the case is. Otherwise, I mean, if we want to believe reports, she just had no clue, and this was just such a surprise to everybody. I'm not buying that.
Exactly. Well, she's back in the country, and the FBI is interrogating her even as we speak. John Guandolo, counterterrorism expert and founder and president of UnderstandingTheThreat.com. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for the one and only, yes, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you? Wait, let me
Hey, I'm doing
up.
Great. I keep wanting to take a knee, but every time I do, it takes me a half hour to get back up, you know? It's just... I'm telling you. I mean, like, it really matters. I mean, what are these guys thinking, what they're doing with their brand? I mean, people want to watch, you know, football. You and I have been.
Yeah, the ratings are down as well as they should be. And, look, mm-hmm. we have terrible leadership in the NFL. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, is responsible for not maintaining order with his employees and any mm-hmm. business. Cannot succeed if they lose control of their employees. And that's what this is. It's a yep. business. The players and employees, they're not paid to do protests. They're paid to play football. And this guy, Goodell, slammed the president of the United States for showing, quote, a lack of respect for the NFL. And he claimed to be championing the constitutional rights of the players. This same guy threatened NFL players who wanted to honor 9/11 victims mm-hmm. and players who wanted to pay tribute to slain police officers who were murdered in Dallas. This guy threatened their rights. So this man is, he's got to go. If they want to have an NFL, this man's got to go.
Well, I keep thinking, James, that maybe at the end of the day, they're going to thank Donald Trump for, you know, calling the question and all this stuff. As you said, Goodell really blew it. He let this linger way, way too long. And, you know, whether it's, you know, a football player wearing pink to honor his mother for breast cancer, but yet, you know, it's all done supposedly within the guise and acceptability of the NFL. But this time, this thing's run totally amok. It's out of control.
I think it is out of control. I don't think it's retrievable anymore. I mean, a perfect no. example, this last Sunday when the Pittsburgh Steelers played the Chicago Bears, the entire Steelers team stayed in the locker room except for one player, a decorated military veteran, Alejandro Villanueva. He went out on the field by himself and paid tribute to the flag that he fought for. And the coach of the Steelers is now slamming him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's supposedly going to get punished. This is completely upside down. I think it's so out of control. I think we're watching something die. And just like the ESPN is dying, the NFL is going to have a slow death. And any of these institutions or sports or entertainers that seek to, rather than do their jobs, insult over 60 million Americans, I think they're basically going to diminish to the point that they're not the same institution anymore. Just for all intents and purposes, they're gone.
It's going to require some recovery time, James. You got 34%, according to the Rasmussen poll, 34% of the people saying, I'm just not interested in following football if it's going to be a political diatribe. If I need to deal with politics instead of watching, football as entertainment, as amusement, then forget it. If that's what I have to deal with, this has really gotten way out of control. And this is all self-inflicted. This isn't because of Donald Trump. They've done this to themselves.
Absolutely. Can you imagine 34%? If any kind of brand or business that seeks audiences loses a third of its audience,
right.
I think these owners also are remiss. I think they're the way they've coddled their staff is just it's out of control.
They didn't do anything before. James, they didn't do anything before. If they want to link arms, they had to link arms with their patrons. You know, not the players. I mean, they already link arms with it. They give them a big, hefty paycheck. But it is the paying public that goes there. And they feel like, wait a minute, where's my arm? Where's the linkage of my arm, you know? You got your hand in my pocketbook, but no concern about what I want, you know, what I want to see. And, of course, you're seeing, ticket prices falling. I mean, I don't know how these guys are going to survive, James. I mean, some of these franchises are already hanging by a whisper anyway. This season, I think they've killed the season.
I think they may have killed the league, but we'll see what happens. And I've been a football fan my whole life, and I shut it off. I'm not watching it. I hear that from anecdotally all over the place, and it's all over social media. So I think the numbers actually are not showing how bad it really is.
Yeah, even at 34% is not bad enough. I mean, that's absolutely horrendous. Hey, James, but this is the environment we live in culturally. Everything has been so politicized. You know, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The mainstream media, 91% of what they report on Trump is negative, only 9%. I mean, in order to do that, the fix has to be in. And then, of course, the last week or so, Jimmy Kimmel has entered into the fray. And of course, I don't know what Jimmy Kimmel was thinking, because it's like, all this stuff eventually comes out. And when you become a DNC operative, you're going to be found out. And this is what it turns out to be, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. People were watching Jimmy Kimmel and then they're asking, how in the world did Jimmy Kimmel become an expert on healthcare legislation, and in particular on this, this latest bill that is still attempting to be passed? And it turns out, he had a co-writer of his material, and that co-writer was Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. And it went on for months, Schumer and Kimmel talking to each other. We now know it from multiple sources, including Schumer's spokesperson, who admits it. I'm sorry, Kimmel's spokesperson admits it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's twofold here. Kimmel never disclosed that he was getting talking points from a high-level Democrat to his audience. He made it seem like this was based on his
personal experience,
misfortune. But on the other
hand, Jimmy, you want to talk about the wall, Jimmy. Don't be talking about health care.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the other thing is, the Democrats used Kimmel like a pawn on a chessboard, like a puppet. And the fact is that not only did they feed him lies, because what he was saying was demonstrably false. But secondly, what they did is they used his image, his language, to go out and advertise.
Yeah, he's he's a willing pawn in this whole thing, James.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you can't give him any room. And the whole deal is, what do you expect? I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, how much of the Jimmy Kimmel show is written? I mean, he's the face, but everything. I mean, he's got a team of writers that write just about everything, including the periods of that show. So
yeah,
why would
we? One of the hardest things to write, anybody that's attempted it knows this, is comedy, and that's exactly right. They have the largest entourage of writers for sitcoms, but especially for late night, and especially for the so-called monologue. But this was very unusual for late night because there was nothing funny. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you know, obviously Kimball was crying in one of his episode segments. It was very serious. It didn't belong on late night. People don't tune in to the Jimmy Kimmel show for legislative analysis. Once again, we're talking about the politicization
of everything. From a total DNC perspective. You know, I got to tell you, James, when I first saw it, I felt so uncomfortable. I thought I was walking into a Lenny Bruce skit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, like you didn't think, if you were waiting for it to turn funny, it would be some sort of dark comedy or something.
Exactly.
But see, like I said, the Democrats, not only did they take out digital advertising, they went on social media. Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader, did. Schumer did. Bernie Sanders, California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, they went out there and they were all using the so-called Jimmy Kimmel test to attack Graham Cassidy. And clearly, it sort of opened the door for somebody like John McCain, who has this incredible animus towards the president, to come out there and say that his conscience wouldn't allow him to vote for it, blah, 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 which is, we know, is just a subterfuge.
Yeah. I don't want to win with 51 votes. I want to have a shot at 60 or nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That makes a whole lot of sense, right?
It makes no sense. But the fact is, he does not want, McCain doesn't want the president to be successful, and so he's just going to be a wrench in the works at any move. But Kimmel paved the way. And the thing is, Jimmy Kimmel has a larger audience and an audience that doesn't normally get reached and more influence than any news cable figure that's on the air. So the Democrats are obviously very excited to use him. And we've never really seen anything quite like this.
This is repeatedly dedicating his
monologues to not only attacking legislation, but attacking people. He targeted, the Fox News personality, Brian Kilmeade, in a profane way.
Yeah, said he wanted to beat him up. Little Brian. Why do you want to pick on little Brian? Brian Kilmeade, who had a very high ground type of response in that situation. Let me tell you, according to James Collin here, the Daily Beast, for months.
The fact is, he did. Kimmel showed a kind of a mean streak in attacking Kilmeade personally, and then he sandbagged Senator Cassidy from Louisiana.
Exactly. Hey, James, we're out of time. I got to leave it right there, or I'll get in trouble. You know how that works. James Herson, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, James.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.